Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Here we are once again with another Grassroots Marketing on CannabisRia.com, and we're here to go ahead and tell a story of a dispensary that has gone through quite a bit in terms of operations. Now, you know, on this program and the Blunt Business Program, we've talked a lot about social equity licensees that have gone through the issues and the struggles of trying to get themselves open, and what has come through where some have tried to make it to the finish line and not been able to make it. But you would think in the established adult use market of California, it wouldn't be so difficult. But hey, we have a story that contradicts that. So, according to a story from the LA Times, local enforcement misconstrued California law, held up a dispensary's opening for 5 months, while the owners found that officers eventually and erroneously seized more than $800,000 worth of product, which they had then returned just last month. And that dispensary is High Seas, and this is all indicative of an anti-cannabis bias that was evinced by the Costa Mesa, California City Council, which had reiterated its desire to strip the city's 35 retail licenses down to just 10 through attrition and instituting a capricious requirement for cannabis businesses that they retain a license for a financial interest holder, which sites typically do not require. There's a lot to unpack here, and here with me to go and talk all about that is the co-founder of High Seas Dispensary, Costa Mesa, California, Michael Musali. Michael, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today, Jorge. It's nice to be here.
I mean, Jesus H, this is really unsettling to think that this was going on and that, you know, a cannabis dispensary could go ahead and be put into this. But I mean, the good news is that your dispensary was able to open, and we're going to get a chance to go and talk about that, but it doesn't go without your share of hardship to get here. Again, 5 months, the seizure of the product ready to go and open up and then return back to you. What can you tell us about what you've learned and what you've from overcoming that whole experience?
Sure. So I guess just to add a little bit more color to the equation, you know, our application went in for High Seas in August of 2021, and, you know, we just opened April 1st of 2024. So the 5 months you're referring to are 5 months of us literally sitting around twiddling our thumbs ready to open the store with all the final permitting that we need. So there was a couple year process prior to that. So, you know, I've learned a lot over the last few years. I've been in the industry since 2018. My partners and I also have a manufacturing and distribution business called Seven Leaf, which is where this whole situation started with the city of Costa Mesa. And, you know, without getting into the nitty gritty details, you know, kind of the overall problem is Costa Mesa made some very poor assumptions about what we were doing, you know, out of our Seven Leaf facilities. And they went ahead, they full-blown raided us. They did not stop to ask questions, even though we gave them the opportunity multiple times. And, you know, after the dust settled and my lawyers and legal team got involved, they clearly realized what they thought was going on was not what was going on. And they started to try to backtrack the equation without losing face. And so ultimately, you know, what they did in that process is they held the permit for High Seas hostage as talks of a settlement, because they knew that if that was the only card they had to play. Once they realized, you know, what we were actually doing and all the evidence we put forth to them, they realized that they had to withhold that in order to reach a settlement. Otherwise, this was going straight to court and was going to be a long legal battle for them, which they were most likely going to lose. So, you know, I think what I learned in this process is, you know, it's really important to always know the regulations. And even if the city doesn't know it, you as the operator have to know it. You have got to breathe, sleep, eat the regulations, because ultimately that is what you always have to fall back on, is if you follow the rules in the legal cannabis market, you will always be protected by those regulations. The second thing I learned is it's persistence. It's persistence, and unfortunately, in many cases, it's a war of financial attrition, where in this case, you know, if my partners and I hadn't been capitalized the way that we were, this would not have gone the way that it went. We are very fortunate and very lucky that we had the means, from a financial standpoint, to hire the right legal team to go after the city and to stick with it for several months, which is, I'm sure you can imagine, very costly. And so, you know, our persistence led to us being able to force the opening of our store and get back $800,000 of wholesale value worth of product, which is a whole nother conversation within itself.
And it's not the first I've heard where local jurisdiction in a city in California has also decided, well, we're just going to go ahead and hold off in, you know, we're going to just prohibit businesses that are going to be able to operate or even be delivering product to those areas. Visalia was one area that was kind of dealing with that. Also Murrieta. And I'm trying to remember, there was another, I want to say it was San Diego County, where the same thing goes. You're just there. There's something about where in California, it doesn't get amplified enough, but there are certain cities that decide to go ahead and play a little bit along with the fact that, well, we're going to make it harder for cannabis businesses to go ahead and be able to thrive in those areas. So when you looked at what has happened in other cities in the same vein, there might not be in the major cities, but they're just kind of like east of, you know, like any metropolitan cities, and they've kind of tried to pull this kind of stuff off.
It's really a shame. We are starting to see what a true abuse of government power looks like. And the problem with cannabis is the following. The majority of voters passed Prop 64 in 2018, I believe it was. And each city has the right to determine whether they want cannabis in their city or not. They can say, no, we are not going to bring this to voters, and we do not want any legal cannabis in our city, even though the state has approved legal cannabis throughout the state of California, if that makes sense.
Right.
So what we're dealing with is, a lot of times, cities that are being, let's call it pressured, whether it's by the public or by certain, you know, city officials within the city that want cannabis, there's kind of a pressure system being put in a lot of these cities where they are put into a position where cannabis is legalized in their city. And it's kind of a love-hate relationship or sort of a stepchild situation where it's, hey, yes, we legalize this, but we're not going to give you the same benefits and the same rights as any other business in the city because you're cannabis. And some of the things you alluded to earlier in this call, Costa Mesa, such as the financial interest holder situation and a few other things, are kind of what I point to in these situations, right? Most recently in Costa Mesa, there was discussions to amend the legislation to allow us to use the word cannabis on our storefronts, because how else would you know a dispensary is a dispensary? And it's amazing to me the pushback that we've received on this, when every single liquor store in the city of Costa Mesa has the word liquor three times the size of the name of the business, which is not even what we were asking for.
Right.
So again, double standards here. Why? Because we are cannabis, so we are kind of put off to this little corner, which is creating a huge problem. I don't know the exact statistic, but last time I checked, it was something like 55% or 60% of the cities in California still do not allow legal cannabis retail sales. So if you have a state that's trying to put a legal cannabis a business into position to thrive, and remove the illicit market. How do you do that when over half the state doesn't want legal cannabis in their cities? Which is why the illicit market is taking over more and more. The percentage has grown since legalization.
Right.
Of how many sales account for, illegal sales account for sales of total cannabis sold in the state. And you combine that with the taxation and then these things, this kind of stepchild attitude that the city gives us, or cities give their operators in many cases, and you're dealing with a maelstrom. It's a problem. And the industry is in a very tough position. The legal industry is in a very tough position because of it.
Now, what about the State Bureau of Cannabis Control? Can they intervene in all this? Have they had any conversations with the dispensaries like yours that are dealing with this? Because obviously it's not just yours. It's 30 others also deal with the same problem.
Yeah. So, you know, unfortunately, the way Prop 64 was written, to my understanding, and again, I'm not a lawyer, but yeah, just talking with lobbyists at the state level, and obviously being in this industry for a while and being fairly connected with folks that do talk to a lot of these officials up in Sacramento,
right?
There is no real way for the state to mandate a city to allow legal cannabis. They can do things like incentivize the city, which they've done by opening up grant programs for cities that say, hey, yeah, maybe we're interested, but we don't know what to do here, and we don't want to spend money to figure it out. So the state says, okay, we'll give you some money to help you kind of develop your cannabis program. So these are things that they can do. But as, in terms of the state being able to come into a city and say, no, you need to allow legal cannabis, unfortunately, the Prop 64 killed that authority.
So moving along from that, the fact that you were able to go ahead and high seas a little to persevere, you got a beautiful facility. We're going to go talk about that. So what can you tell me about the fact that, you know, that you did make it across the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn, even. Like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just... fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Finish line after all. You have this beautiful facility. I saw the aquarium that you have in the middle of the store. A lot of great products. It's, I mean, very just a flashy kind of look to all of it. I guess, first of all, tell me about the idea of high seas and obviously very much ocean aquarium, ocean preservation. There's a lot of that in the theme of high seas. So what would you say, what is it that really spawned, that really spawned the idea of high seas and what you encompass all these different areas in terms of, you know, giving back or, you know, creating this Atlantis type atmosphere, it feels like.
Sure. So I will humbly take credit for the idea. I have two partners, and when we were thinking about designs for our dispensary and what kind of themes would we be interested in, I used to help teach scuba diving. I used to be an assistant instructor. I worked at a scuba shop. It was my first job ever for several years, and I've loved the ocean. I'm very, very passionate about the ocean. I'm very passionate about aquariums and fish and just ocean conservation and these sorts of things. And so I looked at my partners. I said, well, you know, there's something we can do that I don't think has ever been done. And they said, what's that? I said, a dispensary that's centered around aquariums. And they said, huh, that's an interesting idea. Let's look into it. And that just kind of took shape. And the high seas theme was built off of that. And, you know, we also liked it for the location, because Costa Mesa is a beach city and we're very much beach people, all of us. And so that's kind of how the whole theme developed. We always knew from day one we wanted a higher end store. And when I say higher end, I don't mean higher end from pricing. I mean a higher end experience. The problem with a lot of dispensaries these days is that they all kind of follow the same model, which is get in, get out for the customer. They're value-based stores, so they're always competing with pricing. They're always competing on how many customers can we turn over a day and these sorts of things. And for us, it was very simple. It was, we want to create an experience. I don't necessarily care to see 500 people a day. If I see 200 people a day, but those 200 people really enjoy their experience and they find the value that we provide as an experienced team in the industry, you know, and the products that we have that we've hand selected, that to me is worth so much more than turning over a higher volume of customers at lower price points just to move volume.
But if you're in Costa Mesa, you have an attraction here. Again, two aquariums, one's 400 gallons, another one 2,000 gallons. I'm looking at the fish you have in the aquarium. You've got an exotic series of species of fish, triggerfish, wrasse. You have, there's blonde Nassau tang, small blue damsel. There's a lot of different fish you have in these tanks. And just the decoration, that what is behind there, it, just that right there is... would be fascinating to go and look at and just come in and look at for, you know, like an hour. And just to look at what you have, this amazing look of all this. And just, I can imagine that the time, you imagine that the maintenance you have to have on top of, you know, procuring and getting ready to set up. I mean, you must have somebody that probably handles like the aquarium side on top of the bud tenders to go ahead and just operate and make sure that the aquariums are all up to stuff, because that's amazing. But it's honestly... not just a dispensary, you have an attraction within the attraction.
Correct. Yeah, and actually, we have three fish tanks. Interesting story. The third tank is a hybrid between a reef system and a fish tank. It's a traditional fish tank where you would have, non-living coral, let's call it, or non-living rock.
Uh-huh.
And the third tank, it's about 180 gallons, and it's home to a 4-foot Tessalata moray eel. And we have some corals and anemones in that tank as well, but it's a very interesting story behind that eel. He's very close to all of our hearts. He was in another tank and decided not to play so nice early on, so we said, okay, well, you're going to get your own tank. So we built that one actually last-minute tank. So we have those three tanks, and yeah, I mean, to me, species selection was important. The company that, we use to build our tanks, I'd like to give them a shout out, Infinity Aquariums. They're based in LA, and Nick and Joe are the founders and owners of that tank, and they personally take care of our tanks, which means a lot to me. But they've been doing this many years, and they know that they know their tanks and other species, and they help us on a weekly basis to maintain those tanks as well. So that's how they continue to look beautiful.
The other thing I want to say is also giving back, because I think what you're doing now to, as you mentioned, the website, again, the website is shophighseas.com. And I will tell you, take a look at the area about ocean preservation, because they talk about minimizing the environmental footprint from cultivation to packaging choices, and also doing things where engaging in community initiatives like Beach Cleanup Initiative and organizations that champion ocean conservation. I'm in South Florida, so I mean, I definitely, 15 minutes from the beach myself, I can appreciate the idea of, enjoying the wildlife, who's inhabiting in the sea. I mean, however, here we have the sea turtles, we have the seagulls, we have all this area about, the animals and the water and just, the lifeblood of what it is on the ocean to have and to preserve as such. I really do appreciate that. Talk to me about the initiative you have here in terms of helping to be a part of that ocean preservation process there in Costa Mesa.
Yeah, so that's really important for us. As you mentioned, beach cleanups are a big thing for us, right? I mean, just the amount of trash and stuff being thrown into our oceans, it's a real shame. So we try to initiate those things, as well as We offer some programs in store as well, like exchanging vape carts and stuff like this for disposal, proper disposal of that. As we continue to mature in our journey, we've had discussions with a few other groups, that are interested in partnering with us or potentially interested in partnering with us, I should say, because obviously federally cannabis is still illegal and some of these larger conservation groups are very well known in the federal circles. So it's an ongoing conversation, but we definitely are very, like I said, passionate about the environment, the oceans, and that's kind of where the basis from a lot of this started. The way I like to look at it, and my team likes to look at it too, is like with our aquariums, like we're housing amazing fish, and these fish are part of our family, and we're giving them homes, and we're giving them feed schedules, and so they live a pretty great life with a lot of room to swim around with the size of these tanks. So like for us, it really comes back to kind of a combination of cannabis education. That is number one for us. When a customer comes into our store, we want them to feel comfortable with what they're buying, understand what they're buying, and or understand why we're suggesting a certain product for them. That is huge for us. So there's that. And then alongside that is sort of how can we be responsible members of the Beach City communities? What can we do to kind of help?
Right. There's so much there that you're doing that is real, so commendable. And it's such a way of giving back. And really, so I mean, it's practice what you preach. You really do. The way you maintain the aquariums is the way, almost in essence, you want to see the beaches and the oceans be kept in a different way. I mean, there's 100%. Only so much that's done. Like, I mean, always here by in California, they got rid of plastic straws, but there's still plastics out there that can definitely do a lot of damage if left in the water, and all that kind of contamination that's in there, that pollution, it's horrible. And it's whatever can be done that we preserve in our own way and, take care of litter, take care of issues like that. And to participate in those kind of programs are wonderful. Really, really great.
100%. We believe in it strongly. So yeah, that's a big mission for us.
There's a lot when you have in terms of products on the website. I mean, I see a lot of different names that I'm very familiar with that we touched here on the program: Pacific Stone, Dime Industries, Bob and Barkley, a lot of those areas. Tell me about, really quickly, about what you have in the store in terms of what you're providing and what what you decided to go put into the stores. Is a lot of inventory you have.
Yeah, I mean, right now we have over 1,500 SKUs, and that's increasing. As I mentioned, my partners and I have been in this business for a second, and we've been on the manufacturing distribution side for many years. We know a lot of the brands out there. We manufacture several of the bigger brands out there. And so we're no strangers to how good products are made, how they're sourced, how they're formulated, how they're put together. And so a big reason we wanted to open a retail store was because we wanted to take kind of this knowledge that we'd gained through the manufacturing distribution segments and dealing with cultivators for so many years throughout the state and kind of give that to end users, right? To share that with them. So all the products in our store were hand-selected by a very close-knit group of people that have a lot of experience in this business. And even when you come into our store and you look around, even though we have that many SKUs, the layout is not overwhelming. It's laid out in a way that's very easy for first-time users to come in and understand what kind of product is where, and it's not hard on the eye. You don't see 8,000 pieces of packaging. As a matter of fact, like our flower wall, all of the flowers displayed in our own custom jar. It looks all the same, and we are giving customers education on every piece of flower, and we're allowing them to come to the conclusion of what they want, not based off what packaging looks good or what the price is or any of this. It's based off of the quality and where it came from and the story behind it. And so that is how we selected a lot of these products, to make sure that we really only have what we consider to be the best of the best in store.
So for those that are looking, and you are in, if you're not too far away from, South of Los Angeles and Southern California, Huntington Beach, Irvine, you want to get off the 405, make your way down south and get into Costa Mesa, go visit the folks in High Seas Cannabis Boutique. It's 1921 Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa, California. And again, the website is shophighseas.com. And real quickly, for those that are going to make their way through, you know, take another minute, just go in, anything you want to go and just showcase that you have that people should make the drive down to go and visit you folks.
You should come see the store because, again, I've been in this business for a while, and the feedback I get from people is incredible, and it makes the journey that we went through worth every minute. I, humbly speaking, think we have probably one of the coolest cannabis stores in the state of California. And, you know, I love to share that with people. So when people come by, I any feedback is always welcome. We take any kind of feedback whatsoever, and we like to implement it to become better and better every day. But really, it's like you said earlier, Jorge, it's kind of an attraction. So it's definitely worth coming to see.
It's the quintessential California store. You show off a great design, a great theme to it. You definitely care about the environment. You definitely care about, you know, sustainability, conservation, preservation. Like, that's all the components that make for a great California store. High Seas, Costa Mesa, California. Michael Mosali, thank you for being on with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time today, Jorge.